Pepper and Dylan Show podcasts are brought to you by Boston Pizza, offering free delivery through bostonpizza.com, MyBP's app, and phone in orders. They're also doing 15% off takeout and curbside pickup orders. So, why aren't you eating a pierogi pizza right now, huh?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss 91.7.
I gotta know.
Okay.
Dropping like flies.
Uh-huh.
What's the origin?
Dropping like flies?
Yeah, I used it yesterday. I was like, oof, they're dropping like flies. And I thought, what the hell does that mean?
What were you referring to?
CrossFit.
CrossFit's in trouble.
Yeah, the affiliations of CrossFit are like dropping out of CrossFit because the CEO made a post that was racist.
Yes.
And now people are really upset. So like Reebok is out of CrossFit. Like
right.
they're all their sponsors are gone. And then like a bunch of the affiliations, like even here in Edmonton, like big CrossFit in Edmonton are now saying they're no longer be a CrossFit.
That quickly?
Oh, that quick. It was so quickly, like unbelievably.
Yeah,
it was announced yesterday. A couple of Edmonton ones say they can't be part of this, which is great to see.
Right.
But they dropped their CrossFit. And I was like, whew. So I told the buddy, they're dropping like flies.
Right.
But then I was like, I don't know what that means.
Robbie's feverishly typing away, dropping like flies.
Do you
right?
know? You've never.
Well,
you've
I would just assume
term,
the flies,
right?
I mean, they die pretty easily, right? The common house fly, I mean, how many are in your windowsill?
Yeah, but they're dropping like flies.
How many are in your windowsill right now, if you had to guess?
One. I know of it.
They're so gross.
I know it.
Why are they there? Just banging and banging again. What is a fly? Answer this question, Dylan. Mm-hmm. I'll see your fly question and ask you another fly
question.
But
you didn't even answer my first fly
because
question.
I think it's just because they die really easily, isn't
but
it?
But dropping mm-hmm. like flies means...
Robbie, what do you have?
Basically, they don't know the exact origin, but it's clearly a simple allusion to the fragile nature of an insect's life.
Okay.
I don't think that's
short and fragile nature.
Really?
Yeah, so... That, I guess that's what...
Why did you own that sentence like you were saying it?
I wanted to feel smart for once.
Okay. All right, so I'll go this one to you, though, okay? Why is the fly dead in your windowsill? Is it from repeated bangs of the head?
No.
And head trauma?
No.
Or is it just he gave up and he died?
Heat exhaustion,
Heat exhaustion? Okay.
Dehydration.
How do you know it's not him? Because he, I mean, they hit, or her, hit very hard against that window.
Because
you repeatedly... You do that. You bang your head against the window for 3 days.
But this is what I'm saying.
Like to see what kind of condition you're in after that.
You wouldn't
that.
Be good if you were hitting super hard, but you wouldn't be. It just sounds hard to us.
Oh, come on.
No.
The size of a fly making that sound every 10 seconds?
If I put you in a glass container, what's more likely?
Yes.
You're going to knock yourself out trying to get out.
Uh-huh.
Or you're going to sit there and go like, well, I'm stuck here. I'm starving.
I'm going to die of heat exhaustion.
Yeah, one of the two.
Mm.
You're not going to just continually knock yourself out. You're going to learn that lesson.
Robbie, can you Google, do houseflies suffer head trauma from banging against the window? That should be on flieshedtrauma.com, I think.
I've looked at it. Apparently, insects cannot get concussions.
Okay.
Because they don't have endoskeletons or a dedicated brain case. So any trauma so banging their head on the window could kill them.
That's it, Dylan. That's why they're dying in your windowsill. Because they slam their head too many times.
They don't have skulls. They're fragile.
So they can die from brain trauma.
That's right.
Really?
Apparently.
Well, we learned a lot here.
This is good, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
We've got more on flies for you here. This is Rob. Rob has a comment. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, guys. I just want to say you guys are doing some really important work here.
See, it's an educational program. We know there are other things going on in the world, and we'll get to those things. But right now, it's about flies and what is causing them to die.
Dropping like flies is just a term I use too often to not know the origin.
Okay, love you, Rob. Thank you very much. We've got more on this now. Excuse me, Robbie, you think now that flies are not dying from banging their heads against the window?
Yeah. Apparently, they don't have a big enough mass.
Okay.
And they don't fly fast enough for it to hurt them.
So I was right.
Now, if you were able to catch a fly like Dylan can do and throw it into the window,
so annoying that,
that might hurt it.
Okay.
There you go.
But their max speed on their own is not enough to actually hurt them.
Okay.
So they do die from starvation then?
Yes.
Well, do they have sweat glands? Are they dying from heat exhaustion as well because they're inside by the windows? Check that. In the meantime, Dylan, we have a little follow-up. Chad called again. Chad is very happy that his radio's working again today because he's getting to hear all this good stuff. And he said mayflies have a 24-hour life cycle. Therefore, they hatch, they fly, they die within 24 hours. Therefore, they drop like flies.
I feel everyone should know this if we're going to be tossing around a term like that.
Dropping like flies.
Yes.
Robbie, what do we have on sweat glands on flies? Can they die from heat exhaustion up against your window?
Much like a dog, they do not have sweat glands. So they
breathe through their tongue?
They have to pant.
Flies have tongues?
So on hot days, look closely
flies
at a fly in their,
they
in their pant.
What are you talking about?
God, am I Robin? Learning
the
a lot.
The next hot day, look closely at a fly, it's panting.
Yo, you're making that up, Robbie. Are you making that up?
I'm making that up.
Oh, it was good.
But they do have tongues.
They have tongues, yeah. Well, they have to suck things. Like, have you ever seen a fly on you? It's licking you.
I have never paid attention at all.
It's like a little sucker. I love looking at them. They're so neat.
They have tongues?
Yes. There's a little sucker thing that comes down and it's on your skin.
Okay. What I'm learning is they do not have teeth or a stinger. Their mouths are like a sponge. Their mm-hmm. tongues are shaped like straws so they can suck up their food.
Are you learning stuff about flies right now?
How could you not?
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Okay, bear with me. Somebody pointed this out a couple days ago and it just happened again. I need you to bear with me 1 second.
Okay.
Because I want to prove to you something you said only I am stupid enough to ever do mm-hmm. happens.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay, standing okay. by.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, that's a little loud. Let me just turn that down. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a commercial we just played, okay? And you guys made fun of me and still do to this day make fun of me. And I don't mean you guys as in Robbie you or Dylan you. I mean, the entire planet makes fun of me.
Okay.
Because they think I'm the only one stupid enough to have done this. But it just happened about 4 and a half minutes ago.
Okay.
That it's actually so common that here, let me play it for you, okay? Take a listen. It's a commercial.
What am I listening for?
It's a commercial for AMA.
Okay.
And it just because sometimes you don't listen to commercials, which you really should, because, you know.
That's why we have a job.
But listen very carefully to what happens in this AMA commercial.
Okay. Buckle up, kiddo.
Got it.
Oh, no.
Rookie mistake. Dad, me door opener.
With AMA Insurance, you're prepared for anything.
Well, they're advertising on this show.
The garage door you just backed into.
Uh-huh.
If life happens, AMA's there for you.
The garage.
You've got this.
Okay.
Details at AMA Insurance.
So I've done it a handful of times.
Should I drive next time?
Okay, and then the smart ass. Get out of here, kid. Okay. So I've done it a number of times, right? Twice, I think, I've backed into my garage
door. Yeah, and they heard about this. AMA goes, that's the station for us.
Every time I've done it, you guys are like, who's stupid enough not to check their garage door if mm-hmm. they've opened their garage door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I presume to you that evidence. It is so common, Dylan, that AMA Insurance has decided we've got to make an entire commercial campaign during a pandemic. They can make it about washing hands.
I bet you any money that if you were to go to a different station and hear the AMA commercial, we'd just talk about like, wow, that was a bad roadside collision.
Right.
On this station, they did their research.
So this commercial's only on this show because only I back into garage doors.
I think so.
I present to you that evidence to consider the next time I back into a garage door and you guys make fun of me. Because there will be a next time.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I just wanted you to hear that.
All right, here we go.
Okay, what?
I have backed into my garage door.
Yeah. We got to make a club with that group, Dylan.
Yeah.
It's a horrible, horrible feeling because then you got to call the garage door opener people. And it's quite the day. After you back into your garage door.
I just don't understand why you don't look before.
But sometimes you don't think about it.
That's the only thing I think about
when you get into
out.
A car and you're backing up. Don't you assume that the door is open?
No.
I'm always looking backwards.
No why matter, are you looking backwards?
You when look you back
forward.
Up.
Yeah.
Anytime I put, as soon as I hit the car into the reverse mode.
Yeah.
My neck goes.
You turn your head back?
Yes.
Oh, I look in the mirror.
What?
Yeah.
But the mirror would tell you that the door is closed.
Sometimes I don't look in the mirror, I guess. Hence is the reason why I've done it 2 times. I'm just making a case for myself.
I don't know how.
In your defense, somebody texted, I work in an auto body shop and you'd be surprised at the high percentage of people that do this.
It's misleading that door, the garage, especially they paint the inside white. It's so bright you think it's outside.
What are we doing? We're starting Moron Club this morning?
That's what we're doing. Moron Club. Join the Moron Club.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
So Dylan off the air is complaining that he thinks a trip to space would be boring. He wouldn't want to go.
I have no interest. I've been doing some research lately.
Okay.
And I have zero interest, and I think most of us would agree that going to space would suck.
It's a long road trip. If anybody took a long road trip in their lives, yeah, going to space would take some time. The novelty, would it wear off? I don't know. You're in space. It's pretty amazing. Not a lot of people have had that opportunity, and you're sitting here taking it for granted, saying you'd be bored out of your mind if you're in
space. Best things about a road trip? The snacks.
Okay.
Spitting sunflowers outside the window.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Well, you can't do that in space.
No, mixtape?
Yes.
The breeze in your hair?
Uh-huh.
Like, all these things you can't do in space. And then when you get
to
space...
What, are you a road trip with Thelma and Louise?
No, my dad. I mean, and then when you get to space, what are you doing? Oh. Do you just park?
Well, you're doing good quality scientific work while you're there.
That's not fun.
If it was a vacation destination, if it was a new vacation destination, which they're trying to work it to be,
yeah.
I think it would be the number one vacation destination. It would be like the Maldives, the Maldives.
No.
What, yeah.
No, it would be talked about.
Okay, 917-917. Text right now. This is our Pepper and Dylan poll. All things being equal, you get one dream vacation in your life. Are you doing 10 days in one of those huts over the ocean in the Maldives? Or are you going to space?
No one's being your butler in space.
Yet.
Well, it's going to be a luxury vacation because it's going to be for the upper who can afford it, right?
Yeah, but no one, you're not going up to a buffet in space.
Well, there'll be certain perks.
Nothing compared to the Maldives, dives.
Robbie, you get to go in one place. Your dream vacation. Is it space or is it in a hut over the ocean for 10 days?
I think at this point in time, since there's no like water slides on the moon.
Uh-huh.
I think I would rather go to Maldives.
Well, yeah, just because there's not an ocean or a beach doesn't mean it's not still spectacular to see the
earth.
You
can't even get fresh air.
No,
you can't get fresh air. That's right. That is a definite X against going to space for a vacation.
I think the one good thing would be is to feel weightlessness.
Yes. That would be so fun.
For the first minute. But then after that, no thank you.
Yeah,
space
just
is
make
boring.
You nauseous.
I'm okay.
Here we go. I'm not going to space.
Okay, yeah.
No space. I choose the Maldives.
Now here's space. It's space.
One person likes zero G's in space.
Zero gravity and that view. You can't beat that view.
That's nothing. It's just dots.
It's Earth.
Boring.
Okay.
Like, it's so far away. A picture's better.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like, it might be cool to see the views, but you've seen those pictures.
Yeah.
The astronauts have taken those pictures.
Okay. How often do you look at the stars? We get to see them every night.
Yeah.
You out there every night looking?
They look better in pictures. Much better in pictures.
Okay, you're right. A trip to space would be a boring vacation.
It would suck.
Okay, how about this?
Not just be boring. It would suck.
How about this? 917-917. Would you rather drive to Fort Francis, Ontario from Alberta or take the flight to space?
Now listen,
I did that drive to Fort Francis to see my great aunt, to see your great aunt in Fort Francis, Ontario, or a trip to space for a vacation. What would your summer road trip be? Dylan.
Oh, I'm going on the road trip where I can get
You're going
snacks.
To Ontario?
I like a corn nut. What do you want from me?
Robbie?
I think I'd go to space because it technically only takes like eight, according to Google, eight minutes to actually get into space.
You're in space in 8 minutes?
Yeah. 8 minutes.
Yeah.
If you want to get to the moon,
why are they there so long?
It takes a little longer to get to the moon.
It takes a lot longer to get to the moon. But if you just wanted to pop up to space for a bit, it'd be like driving to Beaumont.
Your summer vacation.
Right?
Okay.
A little trip.
I mean, it just makes sense to me. Like, you can't be blasting tunes as you're heading to space. You got to listen to all that mumbo jumbo coming from whoever's at the Houston station.
From Mission Control?
Yeah, they're going
to
be telling you.
To keep you alive, to keep you safe? Yeah, you kind of might want to listen to that.
Get your motor running.
Okay. Head
out on the highway.
Doug's got a different consideration. What is it, Doug?
Well, if you ever driven that trip, it's 2 days going through Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and it's so flat and dry, and
space
you're
is just
counting
as flat.
Broke down barns. That's your only entertainment.
It is an awful, awful drive, and it feels like it's never going to end.
Think about space, though. You're not looking at anything.
Right.
Well, wait till you get up there. You get this great view of the Earth.
It would be amazing. You get to see all... Yes.
No, you're not. You're going away from Earth. You're looking at literally nothing.
Well, look out the back window.
There's no back window in a spaceship.
It's a back window. There's got to be a back window.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely no
There's
back window.
Be.
Why would they put a back window in a spaceship?
So, Doug, please tell me you've got a little bit of sense here and you're going to space instead of a road trip to Ontario.
Yeah, I'll go to space.
Doug's going to space. All right, you and me alone, Doug. We'll jump on that darn next shuttle out there.
I don't feel it's a good argument because, I mean, you're just looking at vast nothingness. In space, at least.
Well, so are you when you're driving through Saskatchewan.
Yeah, but you see roads, you see wildlife. What do you see in space? What do you see?
Well, Doug and I were the only ones. So, Dylan, you were right. People would be a better road trip is driving to Ontario than it is driving to space.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS.
If you want to win a roof, go to our Facebook page.
Yes, we're giving away a roof,
we're
baby.
Really excited to that. Row Roofing, who we met just coincidentally enough. Like, they listened to this radio show, and they're like, that sounds like a show that should give away a roof.
Yep, they know us.
So we're doing that. We're giving away a roof this summer. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because even though everything stops, even though society stopped, your need for a roof hasn't stopped.
Rain doesn't stop, Pepper.
It was one of my most annoying things when I purchased my house that I'm in 10 years
ago.
It's
weird to me that this happened to you because doesn't the inspector say, like, hey, need a roof?
No, because I didn't get an inspector. I got a cheap inspector because times were tight, right? Not like they are now, Dylan.
Right.
Times were tight. And I remember my wife and I had separated for the first time. And remember, I had to borrow all that money from you for a down payment for a house. So I couldn't pay for the home inspector. And I bought the house in the winter. And it was covered in snow.
Oh,
and
they don't want to go up top.
Yeah, and it wasn't until spring came, and I'd bought the house, and I'd lived in the house, and I was loving life in the house. And then I thought, oh, crap, it doesn't have a roof.
Yeah, you had to put a roof.
I didn't plan for that, Dylan.
No.
And roofs be expensive. RBE.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't think about the roof because, well, it's way up there.
So you go on our Facebook page, and because you made the greatest point, because when you're saving money for something, you don't want to save it for a roof.
No. Never.
There are a handful of things in life you just don't want to save your money for.
Well, the roof's the number one because, like, at least, okay. Yeah. So if you're not going to go on that luxury vacation,
right.
You at least get a dishwasher that comes with, like, a cool jet.
Right.
Or, like,
right.
Something
you can
power.
Look forward to.
Right. Like, a roof, there is no difference in your life.
Right.
There's nothing. One day you have a roof, next day you don't have a
it's
roof.
It's like a new furnace. If I had to save up for a new furnace, I'd be so mad at myself.
Yes.
Because I'm like, I don't see it. I don't feel it. I just know that I need one. And that's what a roof is. So that's where we swoop in and say, don't worry about it. You don't have to think about saving for a roof. We're good. Because these are thousands of dollars, right?
And if you try to do it yourself.
Get out of here doing it yourself.
I'm telling you. I tried to help my dad build one on his shed.
Uh-huh.
And it is so easy for the shingles just to get crooked. And it does not turn out well at the end.
There you go.
So it's tough to do on your own.
And it's so hot up there.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Like that alone is worth winning the prize.
And to carry shingles? Why can't
they
make
shingles lighter? They're so heavy.
So what happens here, Robbie? What are we doing? How do we give away a roof?
Okay, so you go to the KISS 917 Edmonton Facebook page.
I don't want to give away anything ever again except roofs for this show.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
Right?
The roof show.
Not the roofie show. Don't want to be confused with that.
No.
Okay. All right, Robbie.
So we posted a video just promoting it. So if you just post a picture or some evidence of your junky roof on there, you'll officially be entered that way.
All right. Define a junky roof. What are we seeing here?
Okay. We're seeing ones that are just shingles flying up, tearing up, holes in the roof. There's one, I swear, it doesn't even look like there's... It looks like leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're using leaves as their roof.
I feel like they need a roof most.
Yeah, so you've got to beat that. But I think Row Roofing is going to go through all of these, and they'll determine who actually has the worst roof of all.
Okay.
Okay, so just keep posting it for the next until June 19th. That's when we make the final decision.
2 weeks from now, and we'll give away a roof, and we'll give you some other opportunities to win yourself a roof, too, as we lead through that, because they were nice enough to do that. And that's big, right? Like, again, it doesn't sound sexy.
Mm-hmm. No, so but it is.
It's functional and it's what everybody needs and nobody wants to save their money for.
Yeah.
Another thing that happened too in that house is the snow melted and I found out they had two big dogs that had tore up all the grass. There was no yard in the back.
Get an inspector.
This is what I've learned. Never, ever, ever buy a house in the winter. Never. There's a house down the street from me that has their entire front yard that is all rocks. And they got rid of all the grass. There's no grass. It's just different kinds of rocks and then borders separating different rocks from rocks. Mm-hmm. It looks very, very strange. And I thought, it sold several years ago. And I remember seeing it for sale thinking, the people that buy this aren't going to know because it was covered in snow in the winter.
Yeah, you don't want them to know
and
that.
And when the snow thaws, you're like, oh my God, there isn't lawn here.
Oh, you don't have grass.
You run into some problems. So don't run into the not having a roof problem. Mm-hmm. That's the one I'll tell you. But you go ahead. Thanks to Row Roofing for giving us the opportunity to give away that roof. That's something that'll be a little bit of fun, right?
Absolutely.
It's the Pepper and Dylan Show.
KISS 91.7.
Say hi to Shirley, Dylan.
Shirley! Morning.
Good morning.
So I don't know what got Shirley thinking about this, but I love the fact that we're the first place she thought of to ask this question. What got you thinking about this question, Shirley?
I was wrapping a gift for my father.
Okay. And she started thinking, you know what? I got to ask Pepper and Dylan this question to get the right answer. So the question is, this is the hard-hitting stuff, Dylan.
Yes, that's
so buckle in. This is very serious stuff right now, Shirley. What is the question?
I was using bubble wrap, and I wondered what side do you use for wrapping your gift? Do you wrap it on the bubble side or the flat side?
It's a great question. Dylan's acting like he knows the answer. Now, are you 100% certain on this, Dylan? Have you done research on this?
I don't think there is a 100% certain, but I think you can make an argument each way.
Of course, you could.
I know which way I would argue. Absolutely.
Okay, what side are you?
Well, I want to know what side you are first, because I don't want to influence your side.
I'm going bubbles in.
Bubbles in!
Towards the gift to provide more cushioning for the nooks and crannies of the item.
Jeez.
I thought of that.
Yeah, that's not where I would go.
Sounds like Shirley didn't go that direction. You're going bubbles out when you're wrapping something with bubble
wrap?
The
whole idea of the bubbles out is to protect what's inside.
Shock absorption.
The bubbles are supposed to be protecting from the pokes, from the bangs, from everything else.
And I thought of that.
Okay.
See?
Sounds like you threw the gift out was the end result. Robbie, bubbles in, bubbles out on bubble wrap.
So when I put on like equipment, when I go rolling down hills and things and hockey equipment, you can kind of think of it like bubbles out. You have the things that are out. The little protective things on the elbows stick out.
That's the padding.
The knee pads, they stick out. And
so you put bubbles on the outside when you're wrapping something.
Yes.
Not bubbles on the inside. See, I'm thinking bubbles on the inside provides a cushioning for the product.
No.
That you're wrapping.
That's not how I would do it.
It fills in the spaces of the oddly shaped gift that you might be giving.
So you'd put hockey equipment on backwards.
That's what you're saying.
Well, so I tried it, bubbles out.
Okay.
I tried it, and I thought, I'm going to do this, and I tried to tape it closed, and the tape wouldn't stick to the bubbles, so I had to unwrap it and wrap it the other way so that the tape would stick to the flat side.
I think you have a tape problem, not a bubble problem.
Yes.
Might indeed be the situation.
Definitely.
Here's a text message that says, bubbles in, obviously. Is that even a question? We've got a problem now, Dylan.
I can see it.
Real Pepper and Dylan problem. Okay, sure.
Pepper and Dylan.
Jacinda's here with bubble wrap chat here. What stance are you taking on bubble wrap? Does it go, if you're wrapping something, the bubbles inside towards the thing you're wrapping or outside?
Bubbles in.
All right, that's my stance on this, is bubbles in.
No.
Shirley had that question last segment because she was wrapping something and had no idea. Robbie and Dylan are bubbles out people.
Yes. I know from experience.
When you order something from Amazon or any other company, the bubbles are in.
Even if
you have like a little pouch and the thing goes in the pouch, the bubbles are in.
That's right. The bubble pouch that so many things come in these days. Dylan, you know the bubble pouch.
I'm not very familiar with the bubble pouch.
It's like a bubble envelope. You put the item in the envelope of the bubble. The bubbles are facing inside, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. You might be mistaken, although I don't know much about the bubble pouch.
Thank you, Jacinda. Thank you very much. And then we've got Barb on the phone. Here's Barb.
Barb.
Hey, good morning, Barb.
Morning.
Okay, so Barb has experience wrapping items in bubble wrap. I don't know if she's a professional wrapper. I'm not exactly sure, but what do you say, Barb?
Definitely bubbles out. I worked in a large retail company before, so any of the defectives and damages we received back from the customers that we had to ship out to back to the company, it had to go. They taught us how to wrap, and it had to be bubbles out because the bubbles will bang against the box to protect it, whereas if the bubbles are in, it's just banging against the flat, so it's
popping the bubble.
That's right. Has to be bubbled out.
Yeah, and you got taught. There you go.
Right. This is
I got taught. Right.
This is a directive from head office. This isn't her just going rogue on how to wrap something.
Exactly.
Well, damn it. Okay. Thank you, Barb. Robbie. What are you seeing now? Are we getting anything on this?
It's kind of mixed. It seems it's a little mixed.
Well, this but is I tell good you, that we're man, get to it.
It's the same as protective equipment. Like, you don't put a helmet on upside down. You want the bubbly part out.
But the bubbly part
is poking out.
No, but there's padding inside the helmet. That's the bubble. The bubble is the padding inside the helmet. The hard shell on the outside of the helmet is the hard shell. I don't know.
Okay, that makes sense, too.
Thank you, Robbie. See, Dylan, I'm talking my way through this right now, and I'm making some pretty good progress.
I'm looking online at a lot of packing pictures, and all the bubbles seem to be out in any packing pictures I'm looking at.
And I'm thinking back to when we rolled you down the hill.
Yes.
If we only had bubble wrap, I guess I would want the bubbles in to protect you and
from
get less
bouncing around
on the rock.
Yes.
Or the bubbles out, because then you got that extra layer of cushion.
A smoother ride. Yeah, your tires aren't inside the car. They're outside the car.
All right. That's important to know. Well, back to the drawing board.
Okay.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on KISS 91.7.
This just happened. Looney Tunes is changing forever. Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam, no longer going to use guns in the new Looney Tune episodes.
Okay.
Would you look at that?
What are they going to use?
Well, they're still going to use, like...
Well, they never had any luck with them anyway. It might as well change things up. They're never going to get the Wascoey Wabbit that way. Got to find a new way.
To cartoony violences like dynamite, anvils, and booby traps. That's what they'll stick to going forward.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to say something here. And I'm not pro-gun. I'm a little anti-gun.
Okay.
But my Elmer Fudd has a gun.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Moving
and
forward.
I'll say dropping an anvil on a rabbit's head is a lot more gruesome and dangerous than a gun.
But not as realistic.
What about boiling in the pot? Can they still break the boiling pot?
The
Can
soup?
They do that? Yes.
The rabbit soup?
They love to put the rabbit in the boiling pot.
Not 100% sure.
Yeah, okay.
Not 100% sure, but I imagine that they will be allowed to do that. Yeah, they're going to be without guns moving forward.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they just launched on HBO Max. They've ordered over 1,000 minutes of Looney Tune cartoons.
Yeah.
And, they're moving forward with Looney Tunes.
What about dynamite roller skates, though? Can we still use those?
Well, that's
in
just
Looney
to propel
Tunes?
Yourself.
Right.
Yes,
and that was just Wile E. Coyote, right? You never saw Elmer Fudd on dynamite roller skates.
No, I don't remember doing that. If you could do Elmer Fudd an impression this morning, I wouldn't mind hearing that.
What you want to do here this
I wouldn't
morning?
Mind if anyone's old enough to remember.
All right.
I wouldn't mind hearing someone doing a good Elmer Fudd.
You can call us, 4260-917, or you can text us and let us know. We'll call you back for the Elmer Fudd off.
Yeah, I think so. I think we need a good old Fudd off.
Pepper and Dylan.
Okay, Dylan, you're going to be happy.
Yes?
We have a competitor, our first competitor, maybe our only competitor, for the Fudd Off.
Oh, perfect. This is awesome.
We have no clue how we got here. How did we get here?
Looney Tunes are changing. They're no longer allowing guns in any new episodes.
Right. So Elmer Fudd can't carry a gun when he's hunting Bugs Bunny.
There you go.
Okay, so Brandon is here to sound like Elmer Fudd.
Oh, this is...
Why hello there. I was told by Warner Brothers that I'm not allowed to use a hunting rifle to kill rabbits anymore.
No way.
I'm not very happy about this at all.
Oh, yes! The Fudd Off is already sensational!
How could they do me dirty like this? Now I have to use all those silly little dynamites. Those are more dangerous than the rifle.
No way.
It's worth every minute.
Dylan is very happy, Brandon. He's very happy with
Well,
that.
You may be a very happy man, but I'm very disappointed in Warner Brothers.
So Brandon's
Thank you.
First in.
Yes, Brandon.
Have a great morning, Brandon.
The Fudd Off. It's my favorite thing.
There is Brandon in the Fudd Off.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
Oh, I want a cheeseburger. Because now there ain't no
letting you go. Nobody's stopping you from getting a cheeseburger.
I know.
Did you know your mic was on when you said that? Because sometimes you'll do that when the mic isn't on, and you'll it's become wallpaper to us when you just say, I'm craving this certain food.
I just like cheeseburgers.
Okay.
Want me to head to A&W?
It's fine, but isn't it like...
A little A&W? We can do a little A&W. There we go.
I love it when I eat a big Papa. Throw your hands in the air for the root beer. I also love a big double matzo. Plus a baby and a buddy and some chicken that's chubby.
Every night before bed for the last 5 days...
Well, I'm scared where this is going.
No, every night before bed, I crawl into bed and I try to get comfortable. And then I open up my laptop and I go to Google and I type it in.
What?
How to make the best cheeseburger. And I've been studying it every single night.
What?
Because that is my new plan in life. I'm not even kidding right now. Is I just want to be able to make the best cheeseburger on the planet.
Okay. That's your new thing? Now you've taught yourself to whittle. Now you're teaching yourself to make the best cheeseburger?
Yeah, because I think a lot of people at home make crap cheeseburgers.
Okay.
I think a lot of us fail in the cheeseburger department.
Okay.
I think that we all go like, oh yeah, it's an easy thing to cook, but it's not.
I don't put cheese on my burgers at home. I say to the kids, you want cheese on your burger? You can put it on cold or
kind of
we can go out to a store to get a cheeseburger.
Why?
I just make the burgers. Because I don't, you put it on the barbecue and then you can put the piece on and then, I forgot about it and it's all, I can't do it. I can't toast a bun and I can't cheese a burger at home. I'm not dealing with that kind of stress.
Oh boy.
See, and it's not as easy as you think.
No, it is not. You're right.
The more I'm learning and the more I'm reading that we shouldn't be grilling our burgers.
Really?
Grilling a burger is actually taking away about 60% of the taste from a burger.
Why?
By grilling it. Because
all
the fat
drips into the,
is dripping into the barbecue.
That's right,
what am I supposed to do? Fry it in a pan on the stove?
That's what you're supposed to be doing is putting it in a pan. You'll have a better
cleaning
burger
that
overall.
Up all day.
It won't be as dry.
Okay, so what? You want a bad tasting burger versus cleaning?
100%.
Get out of town.
100%.
Heck out of here.
Yes, sir. Okay, we'll wrap up this morning here with a Pepper and Dylan poll. Right now at 917-917. If it will you sacrifice the taste of dinner for less cleanup? Yes or no?
There is not a chance.
I mean, there is nothing that makes me more insane than having to clean up that grease splatter and get out of here, Dylan. I just cleaned the kitchen. I don't want to dirty it all up again. That's the best thing about, that is the best part about barbecue season, less dishes.
It's just,
yes. Right, Robbie? Yes. Nodding, yeah, 100%. Yes. 100%. Forget that the food might taste better. It's about the lack of dishes. I love it.
That is true.
If I could, I'd eat it right off the grill. Just get a knife over. Who needs a plate? Just eat it off the grill.
I'm embarrassed to say I know you.
Okay.
But so, a lot of people are saying yes, yeah, right now.
Yes means you would rather, you would sacrifice the taste of a good meal to clean less afterwards.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
My daughter made dinner for all of us last night. It was very, very sweet for my son and me. She said, you stay out. I'm going to make all of dinner. She used every dish in the house. And? I was cleaning for 90 minutes afterwards. It was a nightmare.
Was it tasty, though?
If I could just put dinner in the toaster, I'd do it.
Get out of here.
That's it.
The amount of people that are saying yes is really hurting me.
Yeah, no, man. Cleaning's the worst part.
But if don't you want to taste good things?
Nah, it's not worth it. Not worth it.
I had a girlfriend once, and our arrangement
was... You did
was,
have a girlfriend once, I did Robbie. Once. Good for you.
And our arrangement was she would cook, and I would do the dishes.
Yeah.
But it was always just a nightmare.
Yes.
After.
Yeah. It's the most regrettable trade-off you can make is I'll clean, you cook. Never.
Oh, boy.
That's why I'm convinced that's why we go out to eat. Though, and I know you're a culinary guy and a chef guy, and you like the food. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced most families go out for dinner so they just don't have to do the damn dishes.
Get
out of
here.
Just one night of the week, I don't want to do dishes.
This is what we're learning?
Yes. So you go ahead and master the best burger. I'll just master the best way to not make any dishes or dirty any dishes.
This is a sad text. It says, I do eat toast for dinner a lot.
Yes. Aww. Yeah. Because you don't want to clean up anything. It makes total sense.
Aww. Weird to me.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
Robbie, 1 minute into that song, as he's bobbing his head, he enjoys that song.
Love it.
And then he said, oh, no, guys, it wasn't a saw that they gave me.
Right.
It was a knife, a detail we don't need, Robbie.
I'm sorry.
But he feels he needs to make this correction because Robbie has a job before he started working here. He's scraped dead animals off of highways.
Technically, that's what I did.
Right.
But I was aiding in the surveillance of chronic wasting disease in Alberta.
Uh-huh. Wasn't it West Nile something?
Well, West Nile was the birds for the summer. Yeah. And then in the winter, it would be the deer and the ungulates.
So that's where Robbie got all of his formal training to do this job properly. He was scraping animals off the roads. Yeah,
but
sorry,
to test
Robbie.
For chronic wasting disease, all they needed was the head.
Okay, but Robbie, these are things that people don't need to hear.
What the rest of the body? Just leave
the
it?
The rest of the body went to the coyotes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Robbie!
That's what a lot of highway control will do is they will just drag it into the woods.
Well, it's a circle of life, I guess.
Get it
with
away
an automobile
so
involved. Here's Jody. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
So Jody's hearing this, and she knows that the reason we're discussing this is because Dylan, early this morning at 5:30, just before 5:30 on his way into work, he pulled over because the sunrise was gorgeous this morning.
It was, like, you don't understand. If you're waking up now, how stunning the sky was. It was like a picture painting.
So he pulled over this morning, and he thought, I'm just going to take this in for a minute, which is a strange thing to do when you're in a rush to get to work. But anyway... And then a deer came out of nowhere and walked up right next to Dylan.
It was unreal.
It was a moment. Like, that's a life-changing moment, right?
Absolutely was one of the most incredible things I've ever experienced going to work.
Deer looks at you. You look at him.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells this story on the air, Jody. And then somebody calls and says, hey, I just heard a traffic report on a different station. Apparently there's a dead deer on the White Mud in Fox Drive.
Which someone's just trying to get it.
Right. That's so maybe. But then we get another call. Saw a dead deer, White Mud Fox Drive, which is right where it happened, right where the Equine Center is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jody, she just drove past there. What have you seen, Jody?
Well, I saw nothing on Belgravia, and
thank
I texted
goodness.
To say there's nothing.
Okay.
And then I continued, and yeah, there was signs of yeah.
Oh, no!
That there had been a sleeping deer there.
Oh, no.
And I don't think whoever took it brought it to the vet. I'm pretty sure... It's gone.
Might have been too late.
It's in the woods.
Maybe the coyote. Yeah. We took him to the coyote den.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
So you saw the leftovers. You saw deer leftovers.
I did.
I mean,
closer to 114th Street, though.
The Dylan? Only good thing that could right? possibly happen between that situation is that I know that deer.
Uh-huh.
The last thing that happened to it was an amazing little thing.
Yeah.
We saw each other. We saw that sunset, and I thought maybe, you know what? I don't need this life anymore.
Right.
done with this.
He is following you.
Oh, no. It's sad. So heartbreaking.
Sad final memory for that, dear. Okay, well, thank you, Jody, for confirming.
Okay.
Oh, man, love you. Have a good day. That's a tough burden to bear there, Dylan.
Someone texting, what did you do with the head of the animals, Robbie? What a gory job.
Awful job. Was there a bag?
Did you, like, wrap them up and throw them in the back of the truck?
If you don't know what chronic wasting disease is, it's a bad disease that can spread through deer in the province. So they just wanted to monitor it and just make sure. So whenever there was roadkill, I'd have to do that. And hunters would donate their heads.
Okay.
So I'd have to drive around to different locations in the province.
Like, Dylan, that is such an awful job.
I guess it's something to do with the brain. So they only needed the heads of the animals.
I know, but
test.
Where did you put the head?
The heads would go to a lab.
When you got the head?
I put it in a bag in the back of the truck.
Okay, there's answer. Thank you.
A truck rolling around with a bunch of heads in it?
Yes, it was
this
gory.
This is a terrible job.
But essential.
This whole segment has been sad as hell.
It was essential to the safety of all the ungulates of Alberta.
Robbie, we appreciate your service. Thank you very much.
Pepper and Dylan.
Kiss 91.7.